Today, I will give a talk on women's movements in India, and I shall strictly confine myself till the first half of the 20th century. Political participation of women per se, or their role in the political process as such, has been very marginal. Their presence in the legislative and decision-making bodies is absolutely scarce, except some Nordic countries like Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Greenland, Finland, Iceland, etc. Women in general are apathetic to politics compared to their male counterparts, because of their low status in society, lesser exposure to education, their very low political cultural norms imposed on them continuously, and a significantly unhealthy political environment that tends to protect and strengthen gender inequality. The above picture regarding the political participation of women is particularly true of the political system prevailing in the third world countries. India is perhaps no exception in this regard. But one unique feature of India is that it is a country of contradictions. At the heart of these contradictions stand our women. They are among the most oppressed in the world, and yet they are among the most liberated and the most articulate. The question which haunts us is, can these two polar realities simultaneously play any positive role in making women vibrant, dynamic, and participative? During the long 16 years, India had a woman as the Prime Minister. Since 2004, for the next 10 years, the ruling party high command was a woman. From 2007 to 2012, our president was also a woman. From 2017 to 19, the Indian Defence Minister was a woman. At present, she is the finance minister of our country. Yet, the country sees increasing incidents of violence and discriminations against women. A casual visitor to any Indian city will see hundreds of women, young and old, working in all kinds of prestigious professions: doctors, nurses, teachers, engineers, scientists, journalists, and whatnot. And yet, newspapers in India are full of facts and figures of violent incidents against women, of rape, sexual harassment, economic and social exploitation, and even murder. To have women in very high offices of the state, and at the same time to have extreme violence against women, are merely two ends of the scale. Probably a more complex reality lies in between. In the perspective of such a pattern of women's political participation and their position in society, we will discuss women's movements in India till the first half of the 20th century. It is widely acknowledged that the battle for Indian freedom was fought as much by women as by men. The first incident, I should say that the unthinkable dedication